This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Monday. Pretty day. Going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get some weather tomorrow?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, tomorrow evening.
Mm.
Like stormy weather?
It's a first alert day.
All right.
Got to watch yourself. Got to watch yourself.
Man, you've been talking to Dave Murray in advance, huh?
That's right.
Man.
I do know the weather.
You also know the weatherman.
Yes, that's true. A few of them.
That's a good point, yeah.
I know them all.
They're some of your buddies.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I haven't met Steve Templeton yet, but...
Nice guy.
That day's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it on your calendar?
Yeah.
Like one of these days.
I'm gonna work my way through
you
chambers to him.
All the weatherman.
Yeah. People do reach out to me. It's kind of
weird.
To get
something from Dave Murray.
Yeah. I think they don't say that. They just assume that's where I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. People in the family will be like, hey, what's it look like for Sunday afternoon? I'm like, well, 75 and sunny. How are the weekends?
Good.
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 Not a whole lot of much.
That's good.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty great.
Shout out to Wagons Wheels. We've had them on the show before. Very nice family, and they have a charity that raises money for an organization that people with developmental deficits are given jobs where they deliver things that are impactful to the community, and it's great for them, and it's great for the companies, and they have, you know, aftercare and adult care, and it's really cool. So had a good time on Saturday, raised a lot of money, a lot of generous people there, so that was very cool.
Awesome.
And then I went to the cards game yesterday, got paranoid and left after two innings.
Well, you probably picked the right game to do that with.
My life is right where I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time I went, which by the way, my streak is over. So I'm at 6-1, which isn't bad.
Yeah, good point.
But a lot of people are, because we've won so many of our home games.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, got into the second inning, and my anxiety got the better of me, and I went to get nachos, and I never came home. Just kept
on
walking.
You never came home, or you never...
Home to my seats.
Okay, you never came back to the seats.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you went home, right?
Just kept walking. I'm still out.
See, you didn't just drive around until today, did you?
Just waiting for the show to start.
I mean, I know you like the new Jeep, but man...
And I got the nachos, and I ate underneath an escalator.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Because, again, I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's my new Sunday game thing, is to just go and get a couple seats and sit by myself and decompress.
Eat some nachos.
Eat some nachos under a stairway.
Yeah. A lot of worse places to eat nachos.
Solo games are good days.
Kind of a hobgoblin feel to it, though.
Oh, under the stairway?
Yeah, I think so.
Why did you choose that? Is it just because it's out of the
way? It's just where it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also like a good way. Nobody, you're not in anybody's path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
Do they let you take the nachos out of the ballpark?
I doubt it.
Oh,
I
bet they would.
But I don't know.
Yeah, they won't let you take beer. I think everything else you're fine.
Mm.
I would like to see them try and stop me. No disrespect to the
Cardinals.
Just
take off running.
No disrespect to the organization, but I would like to see them try and stop me from taking nachos out
of there. Andrew goes all Derrick Henry, just starts stiff-arming people and blowing them up.
Rage a couple years ago, they gave us a beer stein,
yeah,
and we filled it with hot dogs.
Yeah, in the suite. we were stealing. Like, let's
yeah,
because
they stopped us. They're like, "I'm sorry, but I didn't know we'd have Hoosiers here today. That I'd have to tell you can't take the food out." We're like, "Oh well, the suite's where usually, and they let us take the food."
Yeah. I'm sure it is discouraged in the all you can eat. I'm sure it's fine when you just purchase a thing.
Yeah, probably true.
Yeah,
probably true.
I went to Chili's.
Nobody say anything.
I know. I went to Chili's.
That sounds like a... I mean, you showed us the picture of the drink. That sounded like a fun time.
Oh, it looks so
fun.
Good.
I got carded so hard. Like, the server, first of all, carded me, which I was flattered. I'm like, oh, this is very kind of you. But then she was like holding the license up to the light.
Like she didn't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, it probably took a full 45 seconds of inspection. And she was like,
big compliment.
Yeah, it was. But it was also weird. She was like, 91. That doesn't seem right. And I was like, it is. Rage. Please let me
have my
margarita.
She's telling you, Rage. She's like, you look like you're 20.
How old was she?
She said she was a very involved server. She told me she was born in 1975.
Okay. So she's an old doing. Like I say that, born in 71.
Yeah.
Dang. Hit her with a, she's an old.
Yeah.
She's not as old as me, but, you know, acting like an old.
So she was an old.
Acting like an old. That's for sure.
I do like the idea, though, that, like, 20-year-olds are showing up to Chili's at 4 p.m. on a Saturday, like, trying to pull
one
over.
Right.
Ordering Bahama Mamas.
It was the watermelon margarita. It was delicious. I had two.
Well.
I wasn't driving.
Yeah, well, there you go. Was it a good drink? Not just a tasty one, but like a good one, like a little kick?
Not really.
They usually aren't in those places.
Yeah, it was the margarita of the month, which was like $6. So I think I was getting like a little splash of tequila in there.
My experience, the chain places, those things are usually a little light.
Yeah.
I have to talk Megan out of the margarita flight at Applebee's every time we go there.
That sounds good.
That girl loves some margaritas. I gotta have her drive whenever we go somewhere known for margaritas because she'll get like four of those things.
Yeah, well, they're good.
You make her drive to convince
so
her to not
so she
drink.
Can't so that do she, it. Yeah, so that she can't get.
Jeez,
why is she mean to you?
Four margaritas? No.
You just don't like her having a good time.
She's just super controlled.
She gets real yappy when she gets a couple in her, and it's like, look, I can't.
Wow.
I can't deal with this.
Tell me you've been married for a while without telling me.
Real yappy.
I'm kidding. The margarita flight at Applebee's does look extremely good, though.
Are they full size?
Like it's the, I think they are a little smaller than the normal ones. Like, it's only like $14 for the whole thing. So, but
then they're little guys.
I know. Rach, you know how you get those things from a chain restaurant like that where like you don't order it, but you do think about it all the time.
Yes.
And every time you go in, you stare longingly at the menu and you just never end up pulling the trigger on it. That's us with this stupid margarita flight. We have, every time we go in there, we'll like go in and not even eat anything and just like look at the menu like,
Can you Uber?
Sure. I mean, and we, you know, I wouldn't be, I don't think, she's not going to get blacked out, wasted off of a margarita flight. I'm just saying, I just mean like, I don't know why we don't, we just haven't done it yet. I don't know.
Mm.
I would, she wouldn't. Mm. I would get totally blacked out.
Mm.
I can't handle it at all.
Never commit a crime with him.
Man.
He just keeps talking. The detective just stands there and he just keeps talking.
He just threw himself under the bus.
I know. No. He did. He's like, I don't allow my wife a margarita.
She's too yappy.
Megan didn't do it. Megan
like,
didn't
I'm
kill
kidding,
him.
But I'm not. I mean, I'm totally kidding about her being yappy, but I don't let her drink.
Listen, officer, I know for a fact Dave didn't kill that guy. You know, want to know how I know? I can't tell you how I know. Okay, I know because I'm the one who did it. I did it. I killed the guy. So Dave couldn't have done it.
Ben Boyd says, next time I'm at the game and feeling paranoid, I didn't come up into the broadcast booth.
Oh, let's put you on the air.
That doesn't sound like a great idea.
That would be funny, though.
Yeah, it would be funny.
Yeah, nobody's better for feeling anxious than Ben.
Yeah.
Pranking you.
That's a good point. Yeah. He's just trying to bait you in because he's got something planned for you. Watch it.
All right, so Jake on the stream says, I feel for Andrew. My wife gets super happy when she's had a few, but it can be short-lived, and then she'll get mad at me.
Man.
Jake, have you ever considered that maybe you are sparking this change in her?
That one might be a you problem there, buddy boy.
Well, I mean, look, to be fair.
Look at Andrew calling him out.
I know, like, it's not my fault. I'm fine, but it must be you, Jake. Aren't these just common things that booze does to people?
I think so. Yeah.
They make you a little bit up and down in your personality, maybe sometimes a little too happy and annoying, mm-hmm. sometimes a little too angry and, you know, combative.
It's normal booze stuff. It's a rare thing, it seems, where a couple can be on the same wavelength throughout an evening of drinking.
Oh.
Like, if you see a couple and the wife's having white wine, there's going to be tears.
So I actually have a theory.
I'm saying it's her fault. I'm just saying someone's going to cry.
One friend in particular that I will not name, who has different drunks based on different alcohols,
mm-hmm.
and we know if it's going to be like a fun night or like
a less fun night.
Like wine makes her like a little mean, a little snobby, a little uptight, and then like vodka makes her like real giggly and laughy and telling lots of jokes and all that stuff. So you gotta like, you know, I think there is something to that. I think like the kind of alcohol you're drinking for like a whole night out does kind of set the tone for how you will be feeling.
I remember
in 90 minutes.
Exact feeling when I first started drinking, which wasn't until my early 20s because I just didn't drink until then. And the feeling of having three drinks and going, how great would 10 feel? I feel so good mm-hmm. after three. 10's going to feel amazing.
Yeah.
And somewhere around six, you start to feel the change.
Yeah, you sit down at the Applebee's bar with a $20 bill, and you just know, keep the Dollaritas coming.
Dollaritas. That's just lime juice at that point.
Tell you something else I figured out yesterday. This is sad. This is almost as sad as leaving the Cardinals game early because I was paranoid. But I DoorDashed orange chicken from
Panda?
Panda.
Yo! Let's go.
How was it?
I like it. Uh-huh. It was as advertised.
Yeah.
But then I made the mistake of cutting one in half.
No.
Don't ever look inside, Dave.
I know.
Don't ever look inside.
Don't stare into the abyss.
It's the bare minimum of chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a color that no meat. Yes. No meat from any animal is.
Yes.
It's chicken flavored breading.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Oh, I would be okay with that. It looked like oysters.
No, yeah. There are. Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely.
Chicken flavor shoe leather.
You did get some bad pieces, too. Like, there are some that are normies.
Always.
But there's always a few where you're like, that should have been weeded out.
Yeah. Even some of the places, like our places that we go that we love so much, I'll, like, cut into the orange chicken or whatever, and I'm like, oof. I don't know what I'm looking at here.
There's always that bite that makes you...
You go...
Right behind your ears.
Chicken-y.
It hits your gills, and you're like...
Oh, it's not chicken-y. It's like biting on a rubber band.
Yeah. Like Rachel said, don't stare into the abyss.
Yeah,
you're better off not knowing.
It stares back hard.
Yeah, I couldn't finish after that.
Oh, I can usually move on.
It knew my name.
You spit that one out and go to the next one. But that will make me test the rest. Like, that will make me stare into the abyss and cut them open before I take the next one.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
No. Once that happens.
Dude, once I'm eating, I got to finish it, though.
No, I'm putting it in a jar, and then when I come home the next day, there's a whole world in there.
Turning the lights on bright at a strip club.
I had McDonald's on Friday night,
yeah.
and I tried the new Minecraft hot sauce on Andrew's mm-hmm. recommendation.
Yeah?
That is super hot.
Like, really?
Yeah, I was expecting...
Kids are
going to
love it.
Yeah, that's the thing. These kids are just like... I don't know what they're prepared for, but
Oh, these are the same kids.
McDonald's trying to take these kids out.
Yeah, but these are the same kids that sit up and play video games and eating Takis all night.
That's true.
That's a great point. Takis are like a huge,
they're huge
snack amongst the kids right now, and Takis are like, they can be a little hot for me.
Yeah. No playing around.
You get going on those, get no legs, all
no
over
feet.
Your
no feet. No legs.
I used to think I was really good with spices, and as I've gotten older, I just think I was
Yeah,
wrong.
It used to be one of those things like me wearing sandals until Thanksgiving and not having windows in my Jeep. I'm like, people like me if I like spicy food.
People love that I'm crying.
Well, it's not only that, like I thought I could really handle it. I thought like I could handle any kind of spice, and then I think I just hadn't had like real spice yet.
Yeah.
Like, go to a Thai place and order the spiciest thing, and that will disabuse you of any notions of how good you are with spice.
Spicy things, though, have gone to a whole new level, like, the last 10 years.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago where you'd get, like, Chipotle, not the company, but the sauce. You get Chipotle sauce, like, ooh, you're living dangerously. Now it's like, how about ghost pepper, dude?
Yeah.
You know, like, everything spice-wise has been ramped up.
Mm-hmm.
It's even...
Remember when jalapenos used to be spicy? Now it's considered
yeah, now
a,
they,
now
they
it's
just,
a fruit.
Yeah, they just put that on stuff just to add it on.
Welcome back, DGS. I made myself laugh at the game. Like I said, I was in the zone. I didn't have the best time. And for the pregame, I was sitting in the left field corner. And evidently, that's where the kids come out when they're going to sing the Star Spangled Banner and God Bless America and all that
oh,
kind
the
of
right,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, the right field corner. Down by the yeah,
yes,
yeah,
right the field gate. Corner. Sorry, yeah. Right field corner. And so all the parents were coalesced there. Mm-hmm. And they and I saw them all show up, and they all had their cameras out. And about 2 minutes after that, here come the kids, and everyone's losing their minds. They're losing their minds. Hey, hey! Oh my God!
Hey, I just saw you 2 minutes
Thank
ago,
you.
But now you're on the field.
Thank you. You just saw someone somewhere weird.
They didn't come back from the war.
No, they didn't resurrect. If you buried them and then they showed up in the yard,
you'd be like, oh,
get the camera out. But you literally just dropped them off 3 minutes ago, and now you're seeing them from a slightly different angle. Like, I get it. I get it. I've been on the field. My kids have been on the field. I get it. But, like, I don't get that.
The energy, you mean? Like,
yes.
Yes, I would take the photo for sure. It's,
yeah.
It's a cool
it's
thing.
It's cool.
Yeah, I agree, though. I would not be, like, screaming and yelling. I wouldn't be like, hey!
And the kids couldn't have been. So it, I used
Were
to
Were they
think,
junior high kids?
No.
Oh.
But that's my point. Junior high kids would have been like,
whatever.
Yeah. These kids were, like, fourth, fifth grade.
Oh,
and
so they were
into no,
it.
No, no, no. They were whatever, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think that age is getting younger.
Wow. Yeah. I'm a little surprised.
They were really embarrassed.
That's all those Takis.
So they
yeah,
were embarrassed.
The Takis are numbing their emotions.
I was embarrassed.
They can't get excited without Takis.
Can I say something I love about you, Dave?
Sure.
I love how much you love the pregame activities.
I do.
Yeah.
You get so excited for them. And every time I've been to a game with them, it's like, we got to get in our seats before the pregame starts. Yeah.
I love the pregame.
Really oh, I mean, I would like to sit down like 2 minutes before first pitch.
I like the pregame stuff too. It's fun. You get to settle in and relax. And it's fun. Like we talked about one of the last couple times we were there. It's really fun to watch the grounds crew do their stuff
yeah.
and like get the field ready. It's a thing you don't get to see on TV. You only get to see
I
if
like
you're
listening
at the
game. My buddy John Hewlett. I like watching the first pitches. Bitches.
It's fun.
I'm jaded. Probably been to too many games.
What do you yeah.
I mean, it's literally like probably 800 games.
What if a wizard came down here, Wheels, and they were like, well, and they were like, I'm cursing you to a year with no baseball games. How would you react?
I'd just say, shoot me now. Just shoot me now.
Man, hope the wizard didn't have
a
gun.
No, it would suck, though. Can I watch him on TV?
Point me to the nearest bridge.
No, you can't watch any baseball.
Oh,
you just, can't go to the game. And
I would be
coach.
The most miserable person you could ever think of.
You can only watch your 14 and under team.
Oh, that'd be fine. I'm good with that, but I that wouldn't be enough. That would not be enough.
You can only watch whatever the worst team is, like the Rockies.
Oh, I can do that.
And you don't get to see the other team's part of it.
Oh, that's fine.
Also, this happened. There was a family in front of me, and they had like a 2-year-old girl and about a 4-year-old boy, and the mom was drinking a Busch Light, and they were very busy. And while mom was talking to grandpa, the little boy reached over, grabbed her Busch Light, took a big guzzle, turned around to me, and went, he somehow knew that I was okay.
Oh, man.
He knew that I wasn't going to punk him out.
You were going to be like, ma'am, your son's drinking your beer.
Like, right on.
That's awesome.
Dave just gives you a fist bump.
Yeah.
That hits the spot.
That kid has definitely done that before.
No, it wasn't his first.
Because most kids hit that and they're like, ah!
Yeah.
It's like, I've been craving one of these all day, baby.
Been waiting for the weekend.
I didn't think she was going to shut up the whole way down here.
It was a long day in preschool.
Yeah, he's had it enough times, he's refreshed by it.
Yeah.
He's like, ha-ha.
Look at these parents in there singing kids.
It's the spot.
I've just seen them in a weird angle, that's all it is.
That kid's lived a life already.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a 40-year-old dude.
And I gave him a look. I'm like,
I know, man. Did you give him a fist bump? Like, yeah,
right
I know.
On, dude. And he was drinking a real Coke out of a can. I'm like, you got it made.
Oh, cool. Oh, he takes God. A drink and he's like, ugh, Coors Light. Ugh.
Everything is coming yeah. up, little man.
My goodness.
Wish they had. I told mom, give Mick Ultra, but she likes scores.
Watch out for that kid when he's 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
Maybe he is.
Yes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Here's a puzzler for you. So I went to the game yesterday on Knicks tickets. He had bought two tickets and then couldn't go, so he offered them to me. And since I have no friends, I went by myself. And so I'm sitting on the aisle, and then there's an empty seat, and then humans. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I was terrified of someone sitting in my extra seat. Not because I'm so special, but because now it's a thing. Then it becomes like a Larry David thing. Like, do you say, like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is my seat. Oh, I didn't see anyone sitting here. Oh, no one will. I just like separation from people like you. Like, what do you do if you're in that situation?
Totally get where you're coming from. I would worry about the same exact thing if I were in that situation. But I think I would just say... Look, I would show them my ticket.
Taken.
Seat's taken.
Yeah, seat's taken. Like, that is your... It's not just... Like, I'm taking the train on Friday by myself. I'm worried about somebody coming and sitting next to me. But I didn't buy two tickets, so I can't... You know, if they want to sit next to me, they're more than welcome to do that. You actually have the two tickets.
Right.
So you can say, hey, this seat is taken.
You can also make up a story if you wanted to.
Right.
Waiting on my friend who... May or may not be here.
Right. We just got a big fight.
He's delayed. Something, car trouble, but he's supposed to be here.
Yeah. My date said she had to go to the bathroom. She should be back. She's been gone about an hour and a half.
Yeah,
she went for nachos in the second inning. I don't know what's going on.
It really depends on how long you want to play the bid out, too, right?
Right.
And then whether or not
I hope she comes back soon.
Because let's just say this. Which for you, is the least comfortable? Saying, hey, I have two seats and I don't want you in one? Or... hey, someone's coming, and I think they're going to be here anytime.
They're both bad.
Yeah, I know.
Getting up and leaving is the easiest.
No, it is, and especially, you know, when there's an opportunity to go somewhere that's not that far away and have an open seat.
Jake's got a good idea of, like, just taking off, like, your jacket or whatever.
That's
and
the play,
it there,
yeah. Just bring an extra, putting, like, hoodie
putting
or something.
Like, a soda in that spot or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I took my shirt off and put it there, then people stared. So,
oh, yeah.
That made more people want to come and
sit. Yeah, that's you're going to draw people that way, Dave.
Hey, I know you're joking, but are you allowed to do that at Busch Stadium?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty
what?
Sure.
Shirtless?
Take your shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
I'm surprised you don't see it more.
At any ball game, you can.
If you're a boy.
This gives, this gives me an idea for next time we all go to the baseball game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a dress code?
Like, it is weird.
Could a woman wear a bikini top?
I would think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen not far off at Cardinals games.
Listen to you. You just sounded like the dirtiest old man.
I'm just saying. I've been seeing some stuff.
More judgmental than anything.
Why judgmental?
People I just
should
see,
wear what they want.
I guess. I just see some of the people wearing the stuff, and it's like, you know, you're out in public, right? I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
I got Andrew's back on this.
Yeah,
one.
Somebody help me out here.
I mean,
I'm not complaining about it,
like,
but it's also...
Bathing suits are for the public. That's exactly why you wear them.
What's a bridge too far?
It's not necessarily even a bridge too far. It's just, you know, you see in, like...
You're about to body shame, aren't you?
I'm not body shaming. It's just you'll see, like, especially at Cardinals games, you'll see some people just wearing, like... really small, like, tube tops and really small shorts and stuff, and it's like,
where are you sitting?
You're out in the... It's usually in the west entrance, I've noticed. But no,
aisle
it's like...
five.
It's like, you know, you just... I'm like, dang. A lot of people around for you to be dressing like that. I don't know. When I do it, everybody says I can't dress like that, so it's like, I'm just like, I guess I'm just jealous. When I'm wearing my tube tops and short shorts, everybody's like, come on now.
Oh, Janelle says that she was kicked out for having a particular word on her tank top.
Well, it depends on what the word is.
Interesting. Mm.
That it was Dave.
Guess you probably can't say the word.
Well, I mean, it might not be that bad.
She could type it.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's a stream exclusive.
Yeah, stream exclusive. What was the word?
On stream to see what Janelle's wearing.
Yeah, they
we're
will
all,
be.
We're all waiting to see if she types
the word.
Just
watching. I hope she's typing.
I will say they will be more worried about that, what a shirt says, rather than how big the shirt is.
Yeah, can you wear like a political shirt to the Cardinals game?
I don't know. That's a great. I would think so. As long
I would
as
think so.
As long as it's not like an offensive thing, like. You know,
F somebody.
Yeah, right.
What if I wore my drinking liberal tears t-shirt?
I bet that's fine.
Okay.
Yep, I bet that's fine.
I bet you'd be well accepted.
Yep.
I bet that's what Janelle was wearing.
I guess we'll never know.
She's not typing, so.
That's funny.
Am I the only one? I'm very glad it was a quote from Game of Thrones. Oh.
Okay.
Do you know what Tyrion said?
Wheels?
I think so, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, she was proud enough to wear it to a Cardinals game.
Yeah.
Are you surprised she got kicked out?
Nah, a little bit that it, yeah. I mean, not surprised. It's a, let's just put it this way. It's a slang term for upper body on a lady.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's one it's one that we shouldn't probably say on the radio.
Okay.
Like, you could say boobs. That'd be fine.
You just keep talking, brother.
Just saying, I'm not going any further than that.
What else can we say?
No,
you just
that's
keep
it.
On going. Yeah. What are other words
no,
would
you
just
want to
do you
say?
Have any other ones?
No,
I'm
no,
just
no.
saying.
I'm writing these down. What are words I can't say?
I don't personally think that's an offensive thing, but I can see that that would not be allowed at a Cardinals game.
Let's write down all the synonyms you can think of, and
hey,
we'll put it up on the wall.
Bosom?
I'm doing my service.
Could I say bosom?
You probably could.
Okay, what else?
If you're Amy. She says that a lot.
Bosom.
Bosom.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's probably a little sensitive as far as kicking someone out, but I can see that that would be right on their line.
Well, now we have something to talk to Janelle about on Thursday. she's going to get the flu. She can wear it in here. We'll put you on.
Yeah, we'll stream it.
We're not like the stodgy Cardinals. We encourage dirty words.
Oh, Tina caught her last week. She was wearing a sweatshirt that said tattoos are trashy, which is kind of an ironic joke because, you know, she has lots of tattoos. And Tina was like, why would you
why would you say something like
that? And Janelle was like, no. The joke is I have lots of them. So
it's like an SNL skit.
Like ironic. Right. And Tina's like, that's such a mean thing to say on your shirt.
We have a guy here named Dave that has lots of tattoos.
Right. She's like, does Dave Fair know about
this?
And all
of Dave see that.
Here, take this shirt with an expletive on it. Now we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah
we did.
I'm curious now.
What?
Like, I wish the Cardinals would be honest with us. You know they wouldn't. They wouldn't say, like, well, if you show this much boob or if you show this much, you know.
There's got to be a line.
Well, I mean, the ushers have to know.
Someone
Janelle
knows what the line
this.
Is.
She said that, you know, she got kicked out for that, but she said some women have their butt cheeks hanging out.
And that's the thing is, like, whenever you get into a dress code, particularly with women, there are some women where you could be wearing the same thing on different body types and people
True.
Are like, it's inappropriate on you because you're eliciting some sort of response emotionally from me, but this girl's fine. And
like,
it's just not fair.
For me, for people watching the stream right now, there are men that could wear this hoodie where they don't just drip sex.
Right, but
it's
just the way it is.
It's just the way it is.
Dave's persecuted for
it. What am I going to do?
I mean, I don't know, wear a parka. Only way you're going to stop it.
He does look pretty good in parkas, though.
That's my problem.
It's a next level thing.
Yeah.
When he said parka, I was like,
It finds a way.
I'm on the MLB.com/Cardinals, and I'm trying to figure out if there is a dress code.
There's no, like...
I bet it's real vague.
There's no... Yes, it is. It gives them a lot of leeway to make decisions.
Yeah.
So that if something is borderline...
What do you think the dress code should be?
About what it is fine. As long as you're not being jerks about, you know,
like Janelle was.
Like if somebody, I mean like the team. Like if the ushers aren't being jerks, because let's say you had something that was negative about the team on your T-shirt, that shouldn't have anything to do with anything.
Yeah,
you know, you'd be a jerk if you were doing that.
I wonder
should
if you could wear bikini bottoms.
I was just thinking that.
Could you wear like a shirt with bikini bottoms?
I don't know. No feet.
See, this is the thing. I guess I'm happy for you guys that you're allowed to go shirtless, but I don't want to sit next to a shirtless man.
I don't blame
you.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah. I think that would be kind of a
bummer.
You don't
want to sit next to this guy because I can cut salami.
Yeah. Well, the problem, though, is that also there'd be so many people around if you did that.
True.
You'd get uncomfortable.
It's finally happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. My T-shirt functions like a corset. If I take this thing off, it gets way worse.
It's going to be good for none of us.
Yeah. They're going to make me buy 2 tickets to take my shirt off.
You'd violate the bosom rule.
Oh.
Whatever you got going on, sir, it's just too much for the kids.
I'm the god from Janelle's shirt.
That would be a good shirt with a picture of you on it.
Oh my god,
that's funny.
Woo!
Did you guys see the speedboat that flew up in the air?
What?
Yes.
Like that's unforeseeable.
Oh my gosh!
They're going like 200 miles an hour and flew up in the air, which is why don't you get in trouble for this? Isn't that kind of why people go?
Like you want to see some action.
If you're going
to
see someone go 200 miles an hour on a speedboat,
yeah,
you're expecting them to fly up in the air.
And, I mean, it's the same logic of the NASCAR, you know, thing where it's like you're always secretly hoping. You don't want anybody to get hurt, but you're always secretly hoping someone's going to spin out or something.
But I can always depend on you taking it too far.
Man.
It's a good thing.
It
gives me protection.
No one just wants to watch the drive-in. You don't want anybody to get hurt, but you want to see some people spin out or something.
So you want to see an accident, but just people didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Mm-hmm. Let me know where he stands.
Crashing's a lot more interesting than driving. If you're watching it.
Oh, I mean, who can argue with that? It's not true.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps
in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 149. I was talking to our mutual good friend, Trish Gazelle, over the weekend, and this really cracked her up. I'm not sure it'll make you guys laugh as much, but we were talking about when I had my own law firm, which was for about 4 or 5 years, and it wasn't very successful, because you've met me. And she said, well, what would you do? And I'm like, I would go antiquing. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, down on Big Ben, there are these two antique stores right next to each other. And rather than going out and drinking or going to the east side or something, I would go antiquing and look for like old catcher's mitts and G.I. Joes and stuff. And it's such a, do you have anything like this? Andrew, I know you do because you used to hide when you worked at Kohl's.
Sure.
So you understand.
Sure.
The whole I've got nothing to do. Well, you got stuff to do, but you don't want to do it.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not folding towels all day.
But then you find yourself antiquing, and it like the whole combination just makes you feel like a loser.
Yeah, and it was also, you know, a big part of my thing was being, I was very young. I was like 17. You know, I didn't understand that I was like working harder to avoid working. Like my life would have been easier to just fold the stupid towels.
It usually is.
Yeah.
I
was working so hard to not work, and I couldn't comprehend that at the time.
Yeah.
I was unable to understand it. And then now looking back, it's like, I
worked with someone like that in radio.
Folded the towels.
That was just like, you know, if you just did what they tell you to do.
Yeah. Just fold the towels, man.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
No feet. Ugh, man.
You've probably never done that, have you?
What?
Like, been a bad employee?
Nah, I mean, to a degree, but it was like, one of my favorite like jobs ever was summer job in college where a guy that I didn't know but end up being good friends with was, we were the grounds crew for like a baseball facility for the city where we lived and, you know, where I grew up. And the problem was that they would assign us a daily amount of work to do and we would finish it halfway through the day and then have nothing to do. Mostly because the full-time guys would dog it all day, so we did it half a day. Yes, and they would drive by and tell us, hey, slow down, you're making us look bad. We're like, well, we're just trying to get done. So then we would like finish and then just go clown around inside the ice rink and play wiffle ball and stuff because they won't let us leave early because that'll make all the veteran guys mad. They'll be beating our asses, and we got the work done, so what are we supposed to do? We did do one bad thing, though. We had a tractor race, and we accidentally collided and set one on fire.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That's bad.
Rach, how about you? Did you ever, like, even in radio, when you used to do a lot of overnights and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I've had my moments. I would say, in general, I've been a pretty good employee, but I'm definitely able to harken back to, like, oh, yeah, I was on my phone a lot. But I didn't try to get out of work, necessarily. It was more just, like, I'm bored, so I'll think of something to occupy myself with, and then maybe get a little too distracted by that.
So they didn't give you enough work.
Yeah, at points, yeah. I remember when I worked at Radio Shack, the first couple years I worked there, after Christmas, it was so dead at that mall for, like, months. And you would go in, and, like, not that many people would come in during your shift, so you would kind of get used to just, like, playing on your phone
or playing on
the computer or something.
That's a common thing, like, a lot of the jobs that I had that were, like, the part-time jobs. Most of the ones that were, like, more real, there was no chance to dog it. Like, when you're waiting tables, if it's busy, there's just nothing. Yeah. I mean, if there's something to do, you better be doing it or you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
Because you're not making any money if you're doing it that way. And otherwise, it was stuff I like radio. You know, I mean, I like doing that.
Lawyering
stuff
was the opposite.
Yeah.
You could, on any given day, do nothing.
Yeah.
On most given weeks, you could do nothing.
I gotcha.
And
then it would hit the fan.
But you could typically still get a continuance.
Uh-huh.
You know, oh, give me another 6 months.
Yeah.
It was terrible for a guy like me.
Yeah.
Awful.
Too many outs.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a lot of jobs where there was no out. Like, this thing was measurable, visible, had to be done. And if it wasn't done, you know, you were done.
No feet.
Yeah, no feet.
No feet whatsoever.
But I've definitely had the... I ran master control at the sports radio network I worked at back in the day.
Sounds impressive.
Yeah, it does. You're just sitting in a control room waiting to see if something will go wrong. And you sit there and you're just like all night shift. You're just like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. You're just staring at the wall with nothing to happen. And then sometimes you're not paying attention and the thing goes wrong
because
you've zoned out and it's off for 10 minutes. You're like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad employee moment and it involved Dave Murray.
Oh,
yeah.
It was when we were at Emmis. It was the series finale of The Office was on NBC. And the only TV I could get it to work on was down at Keishi. And I was the only one there.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get Dave Murray's weather forecast. That's like how I met Dave Murray. That was your job as a part timer when you worked 6 to midnight. And I like finished the episode. I'm like, oh, it was the series finale. That was so great. And then I'm walking down the hall. I hear the phone ring. I'm like, oh, no, I've kept Dave Murray waiting. He was super nice about it, though.
Did you tell him the truth?
I don't think so.
Probably for the best. Keep Dave in the dark. Was he always nice to you?
Absolutely. Super nice.
Yeah, he was. It was nice talking. It was like the highlight of the night shift when you would talk to him.
Yeah.
I think my worst of those night employee things, and I for some reason I remember this was like right before I got married, because I thought I was going to like go into my marriage unemployed. But we had the silence alarm here that would go off of there. So when you're on the night shift, you're supposed to be like, you're really, your only job is to listen for that.
Yeah.
And I had the door closed to the old green room so I could, again, more efficiently, like, watch television or something. And then I, like, went out to go to the bathroom or something, and the silence alarm was ringing, and it had been going off for, like, Keishi or something for several minutes. I was like, oh, no!
We're revealing some truth.
Yeah. Sounds like they're not putting their best guy on the overnights.
Hey, statute of limitations. That was like 14 years ago. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Remember when I spilled the Diet Coke into that machinery?
Oh.
Yep. I sure don't.
Nope. No one does.
I lied about that for
Dave, that never
years.
Happened. What are you talking
You're
about?
Good man.
I was like,
did you have a bad dream last night?
I did have a bad dream.